Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Tom Bailey. He's head of research at Hun ETF. Tom, very good to speak with you. Could you tell us what's changing with the future of European defense UCITS ETF or Army?
Sure. So the ETF is switching to a different index. So it's going to track a screened version essentially of the index it currently uses. And this will essentially allow the ETF to be classified under the EU's SFDR classification as Article 8. So it's about really adding a few more of the kind of responsibility screens. And so the new index will only have European companies in now, but only European NATO members as well. And then also that would kind of strengthen the fund's alignment with Europe's industrial base and broader rearmament. And at the same time, the new index will have zero tolerance for what are called controversial weapons. So this is those who may be producing stuff like cluster munitions, anti-personnel mines, etc. So zero tolerance for any of that in a company's portfolio of products. And so it kind of it's about keeping this as a kind of pure play European defense ETF, but with a bit more focus on this and responsibility screening. Which investors, particularly on the continent, are very keen for.
Why is Hun ETF making this change now, Tom?
Sure. So currently, if you take the SFDR classification, which is obviously an EU thing, but I think a lot of investors in the UK still look to it. You have Article 6, Article 8, and Article 9. With 9 being the kind of highest ranking, 8 being that second, and 6 the third. Currently, there's no defense ETFs which rank any higher than Article 6. So once this index change takes effect and our ETF is reclassified as Article 8, then it'll be the only defense ETF with this Article 8 classification. And that's very important for some markets, such as Italy and the Netherlands, which have kind of very strict regulatory limits on what kind of defense companies they can have exposure to. But also, we think it will make the ETF potentially appeal to a broader range of investors who do have those restrictions. You'll find some portfolio managers in Europe will have, say, a mandate where they can only buy Article 8 and up funds. So by making Article 8, we think we broaden that appeal and really tap into what we think is this growing kind of desire to align essentially investing in defense and these kind of responsibility standards around SFDR, et cetera. Because if you kind of think about this is, a few years ago, people didn't think defense and responsible investing were compatible. So obviously, defense companies produce a range of different weapons, essentially. But given the geopolitical climate and kind of what we've seen in terms of the need for Europe to have a well-capitalized defense sector in order to be able to actually, provide the security that Europe needs today, we think there's kind of more of this idea of a convergence of trying to, access defense in this responsible way.
So what does this mean for investors and for Europe's defense sector?
Sure. So, investors essentially would just simply get a tool which allows them to have a more responsible way to invest in defense, which is under obviously increased demand right now for investors. And about aligning with NATO, particularly European NATO's broader rebuild of its traditional defense equipment. So, is ensuring that the investors who might have those strict requirements, either self-imposed or the mandates they manage imposed, aren't then missing out on the defense theme. And we've been doing defense ETFs now since 2023. We've got three kind of focused defense ETFs. We've got defense in our multi-thematic ETF, and so kind of we're always looking at how we can kind of provide innovation in how we deliver that ability to for investors to access the defense theme through the ETF wrapper.
Tom, as usual, a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
That's Hun ETF Head of Research, Tom Bailey.